Hello, folks. This is Mark. It's Thursday, May 26th. My goodness, we're almost into June. I had a conversation with Patrick today. I want to give you some important updates, and there have been some changes to the process based on experience, refining this as we go. So we can certainly expect that whenever you're on the cutting edge, whenever you're on the battlefield. Anybody who's been in the military knows that your best battle plans evaporate as soon as you hit the battlefield, right? So there's some advancements that I want to talk to you about today. The conversation I had with him was enlightening, a little bit confusing, and for that reason, I'm not going to play the recording. I've kind of boiled it down, digested it in a way that I think will be much more understandable and we'd be able to follow better. So bear with me here. Let me just hit the high points. I will attach in this post, in this topic, a document called the Life Estate Deed and Private Patent Claim. Okay. And there is a document like this for the birth certificate and for the baptismal certificate. You heard him speak previously about how one is to bring you in on land jurisdiction, the other is to bring you in on the sea. So, and it's those two parts that basically make you an individual who is a principality and an international organization, okay? You're a person of the land and the sea, and in these two jurisdictions, they come together. Okay, so one of the changes in the process that we discussed is, and this was a question a lot of people have had. I had myself and others have asked me. They say, Mark, what's the difference between a UCC filing and a non-UCC filing, and what's the point of that? And my hunch was correct, and that is that, of course, the UCC filing is for use in the system. The system only deals with dead people, right? Fictions. They cannot deal with a live human. The non-UCC filing is done by the human, the living person. And therefore, these kind of documents for the private side are not intended to be used for the public side. All right, so a non-UCC is for the private, a UCC filing is for the public. And ne'er the twain shall meet, right? Okay, so he was having problems getting these things filed. We talked about having the non-UCC claim an affidavit filed with the Secretary of State. We get that number, put it on, take it to the county recorder's office. Okay, forget all that. What they're doing now is keeping the private, not trying to put the private in public. Makes perfect sense, right? So rather than filing, okay, if you are in fact an international organization, you are your own government. That's why you are also your own postmaster. Okay, handling the office and the documents for your government as an international organization. So, rather than filing these in the public record, what Patrick is recommending now, and doing actually, I should not use that term recommending, what he's doing himself is he is sending these documents to himself via registered mail. And it's that 13-digit registered mail number that you actually insert onto the paperwork as a document number, file number. Okay? The registered mail number is unique and separate for each document that you would file. So we are sending these now to ourselves via registered mail. And this life estate deed and private patent claim by sending it to yourself basically is evidence that you are a man or a woman on the land. Okay? Again, there's one for the baptismal certificate, and that brings you into admiralty. So this is proof that you are a prince on the land and a prince on the sea. And you are now a principality, an international organization. Okay? So what we do is we create these original documents as outlined, as presented. The 13-digit number that goes on the documents is the registered mail number. We make copies, certify those copies to send out. And you probably want to make several copies of each to send them out to multiple parties. So these copies then would be certified. And for example, on the birth certificate, there is a specific endorsement, and we put that on the back side. And over your signature, you put a thumbprint. So we send by registered mail the UCC, non-UCC documents. I just confuse those terms sometimes. We're always dealing in the non-UCC documents. All right. We put the global stamp that we talked about before below the registered mail number that's on these documents. That 13-digit P.O. box, he says, we put the date in red and the signature is in blue. So you need a red pen and a blue pen, or possibly just have it printed out in red with a red date anyway, and then sign in blue ink. And this is the same thing, he says, on the endorsement on the back side. So you put the thumbprint over your name, put the stamp below that, so it's posted, and of course, we, as postmaster for your international organization, you cancel that stamp. You can draw a couple lines through it diagonally, and then put your autograph there as posting it, posting the debt. Okay. And we simply put an information copy with the original non-UCC mail back to yourself. I'm going off my notes, and so let me try to recall a little bit more on that particular issue. So we're dealing with originals, right? We've got certified copies that we'll be sending out. We always keep the originals in your government office. The certified copies go out. And there would also be an informational copy that might be presented to other parties simply for information, right? Just to give them an advisement, to let them know what's going on. And we'll talk about that in just a minute with the inspector generals of different departments. And so what we're doing now is we're going to send in the order, the notice of claim, certified copies, with the cover sheet, which is the cover letter, and that is the order to liquidate these accounts. You're establishing your claim by virtue of your documents that are posted, sent via registered mail, received, and this establishes your claim. Now with that claim, we're not going directly to the bankruptcy court. Okay, this is a change. This is an advancement in the process that they're learning by doing. Okay. For example, if you've got driver's license and a couple of vehicle titles, you're going to send that claim and the order to liquidate those accounts directly to the Department of Transportation. All right, if you've got a court case, you would send it to that court clerk, probably copy the state attorney general. If it's federal, you would copy the Department of Justice. in order them to liquidate those accounts by virtue of your claim. We'll get into that a little bit more down the road here. I'm just trying to cover the high points here so you can kind of get a picture of what's going on. So we're not going into bankruptcy court right away. What we do is we send these to the U.S. trustee, okay? We're sending the order for liquidation to the independent departments that are actually holding the account, managing the account. So, again, driver's license, title of vehicle, Department of Transportation in your state, ordering them to liquidate. If we're talking about the birth certificate, who holds the file on the birth certificate? That would be the Department of Commerce and the Bureau of Vital Statistics. They would get the order to liquidate those accounts. If we're talking EIN numbers and such, that would go to the Department of Treasury. If we're talking Social Security number and Medicare, that would go to the local Social Security Administration office. Okay, so we're sending the order to liquidate these accounts along with your proof of claim directly to the parties that hold these accounts. Once these are sent out, or at the same time that these are sent out, we also send a summary of all of these, probably just copies with your cover letters, copies of the documents and copies of the cover letters for each of these different account holders. And this is going to the U.S. trustees. All right, the order to liquidate basically states that we're asking them to liquidate the account within 3 days, or at least start the process and notify you within 3 days. Obviously, administrative procedures don't just happen with the snap of a finger and may very well take more than the 3 days, but they should at least notify you within those 3 days. If they fail to do so, this is where the U.S. trustee comes into play. Okay, the U.S. trustee, let me pull that page up. You can just do a search for U.S. trustees and you'll end up on the U.S. trustee program on justice.gov. You'll find that page. And let me just read to you what it says about the U.S. trustee program so you kind of have an understanding. The United States trustee program is a component of the Department of Justice responsible for overseeing the administration of bankruptcy cases and private trustees under 28 U.S.C. Section 586 and 11 U.S.C. Section 101 et sequitur. It consists of 21 regional U.S. trustee offices nationwide and an executive office for U.S. trustees in Washington, D.C. So what you will do is you will find the regional U.S. trustee office for your region, one of 21 regions that exist. Okay, and on this site, it contains information about the United States trustee program and the federal bankruptcy system. All right, so what we're doing is we're informing each individual department that would be managing those bonds, those accounts, and instructing them of your claim and order to liquidate. We're giving them 3 days to at least start the process and to notify you immediately. And we're also informing the U.S. trustee for the region in which you live. And if there is any failure on the part of the bondholders, the account holders, to follow your instructions, it will be the job of the U.S. trustee to follow up. And then, in the event of failure to comply, the bankruptcy court would only be used as an enforcement action. Enforced involuntary bankruptcy then would be the last resort. All right, so It's just like if you're filing a Title 42 lawsuit, you know, they expect everybody to exhaust their administrative remedies before going into a pitched battle in court. And so with that same doctrine, we're utilizing the administrative remedies that are available with a simple direct request, saying, here's my claim, here's who I am, this is my order, you've got 3 days to start the process. And then the U.S. trustee follows up. We provide the entire package of who's been notified, who's received the orders, and it's the U.S. trustee's job then to follow up. And again, only in the event or of a case of last resort where it's just simply not happening and we need an enforcement, then the U.S. trustee would bring it to a involuntary bankruptcy in the U.S. federal bankruptcy court. Okay, so that's what I got today. I know there are some details that we need to fill in the blanks a little bit, but understand this structure as to how we're going about this, and I'm urging Patrick to try and fill in the blanks a little bit, put together another audio presentation for us that will help us fill in the blanks on this. But anyway, that's the latest, and you know what? It makes sense, and it seems correct, and we're making progress. We're making progress. So this will, in a way, it'll help streamline things and make things a lot easier because, you don't have to go chasing all around town filing your original documents. You simply create the documents, send them to yourself. All right, now you've established your claim. Now all we do is present it to the appropriate parties and the U.S. trustee as an enforcer, okay, I guess for lack of a better term, and then he will decide if and when it's ever necessary to go into the bankruptcy court, which really is good because that would, for those agencies that do comply, this is going to speed up the process because if you had to go through a bankruptcy proceeding, that could take up to 6 months to get organized and to get moving. So this should really compress the time frame on the overall process. And once you can present your documents, so long as they comply, you should start seeing results within a few days. Now that's a significant enhancement in what we're talking about. So don't be frustrated, as we go through this process and are learning through experience and firsthand personal experience in doing these things. Don't be frustrated, if there's going to be some modifications or enhancements in the system as we go. Okay, just bear with it, roll with the punches, and we're learning, we're growing, and we're doing. And that's a heck of a lot more than most people can say. So I'm really excited by this whole development. At first, I was a little bit daunted just because it kind of is different than what we had talked about originally, but yet it makes things so much simpler and it speeds up the process. So, hey, there's nothing to be unhappy about with that. So that's the latest. And let me just add that, you've probably seen some of Patrick's documents that we have posted up in the forum here. And they do contain his private contact information. He told me specifically he's more than happy to talk with anybody. He's just very helpful, very gracious with his time. I would simply put out the caution to please respect his time and let me be the point man to deal with him so that we can get this thing figured out, get it condensed. And believe me, if you were to listen to the conversation that I had with him, you would be thoroughly confused. Okay. Because I was, And so I've taken some time to try and boil it down, make some sense out of it. And along with this recording, I'm posting my notes in text here. So I just ask, respect his time. And if you feel it's really imperative to contact him directly, well, then, you know, he's open to that. But I would just suggest respect his time and, you know, don't be harassing him with, you know, questions right, left, and center. And try and stay on track with us here in the forum and allow me to try and, you know, spearhead this and boil the information down in a way that's comprehensible for all of us, okay? So hopefully that works for everybody. And with that, let's... I'll give Patrick a couple days. He's going to get back to me with a little bit more detail on some of this in his own presentation, and I'll either post that directly, or if I need to, I'll boil it down and digest it as I'm doing here today. So, okay, that's all for now. Take care.